for Madame Gbagbo to speak with sincerely, there is no very, very charge against her. It's a political attack only. It's a political attack. If you read the decision of the CPI, and the last decision of the CPI against the reject of the demand of the government on Ivory Coast, you will see that the CPI analyzed the claim, this actual claim for the Assise in French, and says that there is no charge about against Madame Gbagbo.
So you think the charges are politically motivated? Why do you say that?
Because you see, you are in a specific matter. When you are something due, there is a fact. It's the fact we can analyze and say that this fact is the infraction of crime, the infraction of stealing, and so on and so on. In this claim, there is no fact against Madame Gbagbo. Nobody can tell to Madame Gbagbo, one day at February, at January, at March, you did something like that, and this action is an infraction. Do you understand?
I understand, Mr. Dadji, but the government is saying that she was part of the reason why so many Ivorians were killed during the post-election violence in Ivory Coast, so she is accountable for the death of Ivorians. As his lawyer, what do you say to that?
I say that it's a political position, because you are not in political claim. You are now in a juridical claim. And juridical claim, you have to have proof. There is no proof in this claim against Madame Gbagbo. Do you understand? There is no proof. I can tell you today and tomorrow, there is no proof in this claim.
So if there's no proof, are you going to ask the judge to dismiss the case against Madame Gbagbo?
Of course. We are waiting for this claim since 3 years. Do you understand? And it's the time of the time. Now you are in the claim, and the national opinion and international opinion will be testimony to see the reality of this claim. There is nothing against Madame Gbagbo, and I will ask to the judge to relax Madame Gbagbo. I will demand the releasing of Madame Gbagbo, because there is no fact, there is no proof against her. She can stay in the jail during 3 years for nothing. I'm sorry. You understand? You are in the matter of crime. In crime, you have to have the proof that this person did this crime, or this person tell to this guy to go to commit a crime. If there is no proof, there is no crime. I'm sorry. You understand?
But supporters are saying that Madame Gbagbo should be held accountable for the death of Ivorians. Whether there is, because they know her husband was in charge of the country, and she played a crucial role of her husband not to hand over power. So she is guilty by abetment, or helping her husband to refuse to hand over power when they lost the election. So she should be accountable. What do you say to that?
I can understand when it is the pupil. You know, the profane in French, the pupil profane in the street who are speaking about like that. Do you understand? Because they don't know the law. But for the professional of law, as me, as the judge, they know that you can put a person, condemn a person for a crime if there is no proof, if there is no fact. Do you understand? Do you understand? So
yeah.
do the difference between the things people are saying in the streets and the real claim to condemn a person for a crime. I'm sorry. I'm very sorry. Do you understand? If Madame Gbagbo commit a crime or give order to some guy to commit a crime, I will be with the person who say Madame Gbagbo have to be judged and condemned. If Madame Gbagbo don't do anything like there actually, There is no fact, there is no crime, there is no proof. Why do you want that Madam Gbagbo be condemned for a crime she don't do? Why?
Okay, now so let me ask you.
This claim is vide. This claim is there is anything in this claim, anything.
Now let me ask you this. So when do you when are you going to petition the judge to have Madam Gbagbo released from detention?
Yes, at Monday you will beginning the trial, but there will be a programmation to everybody who is in this claim. So when the time of Madam Gbagbo will arrive, I will have time to explain my position. You understand?